The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
I want to live. I want to give.
All right. Welcome back to it. The hotline number, by the way, is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Kevin apparently knew that because he's calling in today to touch base. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve, how you doing, brother?
Doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Hey, listen, man, of course, you know I love your show, but I got to tell you, yesterday afternoon late, I was listening to Michael Savage on the way to an appointment. Well, I always listen to you, but I just happened to tune in, okay?
Right.
And so Michael Savage was interviewing Donald Trump. I don't know if you knew that, but long story short, he was interviewing Donald Trump. And he said, Mr. Trump, he said, I want to ask you, I want to beg you not to do the debate. Not to be a part of that debate. It's a debacle. That's what he was saying to him. And Donald Trump said, well, I love debates. You know, I can look past the Megyn Kelly thing. I love debates. But he kept imploring him not to do that debate. And next thing you know, within 1 hour after he hung up the phone, Donald Trump is canceling the debate.
Well,
so I don't know.
I don't know if that's real. I don't even know if that's real. I know some things about the way Savage does his interviews, which aren't even interviews.
Okay.
So let me check on that, Kevin, and I appreciate the insight because I'm not even sure if that first I've heard of it, and you would think it would be everywhere if it were true, but I'll check on it.
You would think so, but I that's what I heard on the air. I'm letting you know that.
Fair enough, and I'll check on that because Savage has a strange reputation about how he does alleged interviews, but thanks for checking in. I got to jump over to Chad Livengood, our good friend from the Detroit News political reporter there, who has made the journey to Iowa, which is pretty exciting this time of year. A lot of snow and cut cornfields. I mean, Iowa's the place to be. Chad Livengood there from the Detroit News. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, all right, so Donald Trump says he's bouncing. He's not going to do the Fox debate tomorrow. Don't know why, except that he says that he believes Fox News has a conflict of interest with Megyn Kelly, which seems to be a bit of a stretch. But what are you hearing there?
Well, last night I was at the at Donald Trump's event in Marshalltown, Iowa, a little farming community about 60 miles northeast of Des Moines. And he before the event, he had a press conference in the weight room of a high school gym, which was an interesting scene. And he came in and made this surprise announcement that he was most likely going to not go to the debate and that he was going to host a competing event somewhere else in Iowa to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project and veterans' causes because he wanted Fox News to donate some of the proceeds of their advertising revenue from the debate, which he thinks is being, you know, getting a lot of viewership because of him. He wanted them to donate them to those veterans' causes. And he also put a press release out that kind of irked him. And so he went off of on a pretty classic Donald Trump rant about that. And said that he's not attending the debate and so yeah it's changed the dynamics a little bit here with just 5 days to go.
And do you think it opens up
Iowa's caucus?
I was just looking at some of the other power rankings that are coming out now, and I see that John Kasich has crept into fourth place on a lot of people's lists now, and it might be doing better in New Hampshire. And I wonder if a move by Trump to not be on the stage opens up the possibility for a Kasich, who's been fairly quiet through this whole thing, to get more time, or Chris Christie, some of the candidates that are hanging back there and hanging around, if you will, but don't have a lot of front page coverage these days because of Trump, if they get a chance to be in the spotlight more.
Yeah, you might think that, although so far, and we'll see how today plays out, the story coming, previewing the debate will be as much about who's not on the stage as who is. And so we'll have to see how it plays out. Chris Christie and Kasich have been kind of staying in the back of the pack there. Kasich in some polls in New Hampshire is in second place to Trump, so you know, maybe people in New Hampshire will look at this and not think too kindly of it. We'll have to sort of see how it plays out. You know, it's interesting. So Trump announces this at this press conference, and he goes downstairs into this high school gym and does a little bit of a stump speech, and he's interviewed by a local radio personality in Iowa on stage. And he at the end, the gentleman interviewed him, asked him about the Fox News debate. And he talked around the question He didn't even, the question was not very direct. It was just said, you know, this is a better forum than a Fox News debate or something. And he said, yeah, I made a little announcement before this. And then he just kind of sidestepped the question and didn't tell the audience that he was pulling out of the debate. So I queried some people afterwards, and there were a couple people that were kind of surprised and thought that that was a little offensive, that he would be stiffing Iowans, basically.
A little elusive, but, you know, historically speaking, now he wants to run the table, as people know. He'd like to win Iowa and win them all, but historically speaking, Ronald Reagan avoided Iowa altogether. Ronald Reagan skipped a debate in Iowa. Ronald Reagan didn't Ronald Reagan lost Iowa. You know, and they, at the time, they thought that was a big deal, and I, you know, was going to, you know, bounce back. And Reagan, the favorite back in 1980, of course, and he skipped Iowa altogether. John Kasich, this time around, skipping Iowa altogether, basically, because their foundation, their plan, their strategy rests solely on New Hampshire. That's not true with Donald Trump. Do you think it makes a big difference if Trump comes in second in Iowa because he's like 21 points ahead of New Hampshire? He's way ahead in South Carolina, doing very well in Nevada, too, I believe, as you look down the road a little bit, Chad. So I wonder, he goes to a Wounded Warrior event, skips the debate. Does that hurt him, or does, you know, sticking up for veterans, does that help him potentially?
Well, raising money, anytime you raise money for veterans, that's a good thing for a politician. But Ted Cruz will try to use that if he can. Ted Cruz can emerge as the winner, or Rubio, who's trending third and pulls off a surprise victory here on Monday. Either one of those men will use that as momentum to go into New Hampshire, go into South Carolina, and try to put down the Trump beast, essentially. But that remains to be seen. And at the same time, you'll have these other guys on the edge, on the establishment lane. Jeb Bush is still in Iowa. He is still trying to drum up some support. He's polling in some polls at fourth place. So we will see. I mean, he and Ben Carson, too. Ben Carson is still out there. I was at a Ben Carson event after Trump last night, and Ben Carson actually sort of played off, or kind of dismissed, downplayed Trump's stunt of sorts here, and he's like, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump ended up on the debate stage.
Well, you know, I heard some other people say that in the last 12 or 15 hours as well. Well, he'll change his mind. He'll go out there. I think the only way Trump changes his mind and goes out there, Chad, and we're online with Chad Livengood from the Detroit News, political reporter there. I think the only way he does it is if he can find a way to parlay that into some sort of an advantage for him. Maybe it's some sort of a kumbaya with Megyn Kelly, which would have to happen tonight.
Right.
I don't see that happening. I mean, because those words are pretty tough. Back, of course, she has not attacked him at all. She's kind of taking the high road on this deal. If they can find a way to bury the hatchet and he can use it to turn to his advantage, he'll do it. If he does that, smart move. And if he doesn't go to the debate stage, he's getting as much press for not doing it, it sounds like, as he did for doing it. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Oh, he'll also divert half the press corps in Iowa over to his event, probably, on Thursday night, and get a lot of coverage just of his event while the other seven candidates are on stage debating.
And there you go. Yeah, he'll get as much coverage by himself. And maybe that's his strategy.
It may be.
Chad,
he's changing the equation here.
Yeah, look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Chad Livengood's on the ground in Iowa, taking the pulse of a very interesting campaign. Chad, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
You can catch his work at DetroitNews.com. Chad Livengood, helping us out here at the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.